I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, the West Virginia DNR is constantly working to upgrade and restore the habitat of streams in West Virginia. We'll take a look at some of the work they've been doing right after this. Dave Thorne is with the DNR's trout program in Elkins and has supervised a good bit of the state's stream enhancement and restoration work through the years. And he tells me this is an evolution of a lot of years of hard work, research, and trial and error.
You know, for years we struggled with water quality in a lot of our streams because of acid precipitation. And we apply a lot of limestone sand to our streams to improve the water quality. And so that's, turned that into a programmatic exercise. It's just a management action now. And so it's not the problem it was. So we looked at where we could go next, and we saw that, you know, a lot of our streams are lacking physical habitat, in-stream wood, lack of pools, places where the riparian zone has been depleted or non-existent. And a lot of stream banks are eroding and things like that. So we decided to take on to look at our state lands and other places where we could have an impact on the habitat to improve our, particularly our brook trout fisheries, but all of our cold water fisheries.
And a lot of that work's been done, particularly in the old timber town of Spruce on Upper Shavers Fork.
That Shavers Fork project was, it was a heck of a way to kick off, what we see is the current era of our habitat program, because that was a huge project. It was multi-million dollars, and I don't know how many, a dozen or more partners were involved with that. And since then, we've gone back up to Spruce, and we've done some riparian plantings, try to improve the streamside shade right in the old town of Spruce. We've done in-stream habitat work over at Holly River State Park, where we used the rock and a lot of the local native trees. They had problems with a lot of the hemlock trees dying over there from the woolly adelgid. So we were able to use some of the materials that they had there surplus to build some structures in the stream. And the fishermen have responded tremendously. They love it.
And it's not always the usual suspects damaging the habitat.
We've got other challenges. We're growing, people want to live in more remote places, so we still have issues with private lands in areas where we have our special trout fisheries. People want to live near those places, and the big elephant in the room is what we're dealing with climate change.
Next project is one the DNR will be starting in a partnership with the U.S. Forest Service later this year on the West Fork of Glady Creek outside Elkins. Due to years of poor timber practices, invasive species have taken over there. And while there are native brook trout above that area and below that area in the stream, there have never been any in this area. Well, this work aims to change that. Another effort to reconnect streams lost through poor practices of yesteryear. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.